Sorry, it's just occurred to me, would you consider perhaps things that happen in meditation that sort of seem to have no other reason or rationality might?
Yeah. Well, I would say that's fairly straightforward. Because of course there you're not dealing with the other niyamas, you're just involved with the mind sense, if you see what I mean. I think I talked last time I was here about I did a long solitary retreat, months, without going out, 5 months completely alone. You know, there's not a lot coming at you from outside. I live in Wales, so, you know, sheep really don't do much to you. They try their best, but they limited ability to do so, only having a limited mano niyama. What is fascinating is why certain things start coming up in your mind, and why certain patterns unfold within you. Why, you know, again, I think I remember saying, did I spend the whole day reconstructing a James Bond movie that I never enjoyed when I saw it 30 years before? The sort of images come into your mind under the law of the dynamics of the mind, part of which is to do with karma, and it just keeps on cropping up. So one of the things that you'll find if you do engage with meditation a great deal, and especially if you go on solitary retreat or an intensive retreat, is that karma starts to serve up your past to you, good, bad, and indifferent. It starts to sort of all emerge within you. Unresolved karmic impetuses begin to discharge themselves, and a lot of what you have to do is purify yourself. That's what I felt I had to do for the first few months of my retreat, just purify myself. Well, it wasn't a question even of purifying myself, it was just not making it worse again, if you see what I mean, and just sort of letting it all hang out, letting it all emerge and discharge itself. By the way, I also got some sense that there's something coming from dimensions that I couldn't really explain within this life. I think I might have mentioned this here. You know, I know I can't prove anything of this, but I just got a very strong sense at some point that I'd kill. And the sense was that it was, you know, in war. You know, no images or anything like that, but just a strong sense that, you know, I'd killed under conditions of warfare, which is, as it were, better than not, probably, perhaps. And I had to sort of let that up. Whether it was really like that or not, I don't know. But something in my mind, from somewhere or other, had that sort of shape to it, needed to be discharged. If you accept the theory of again, becoming, you know, some life before mine had influenced mine in that way. So karma is both internal in the immediate sense of what happens in this life. You're all the time, every time you allow an image into your mind or a thought into your mind and you give it some energy of intention, it will reoccur under certain conditions. Not all of it will reoccur, but under certain conditions it's there, available to recur, with its own particular pleasant, painful flavour, because every mental event, every physical event, has a flavour of pleasure or pain attached to it. And some of that may predate even this life, according to Buddhist tradition. Some of what happens to you from outside may be to do with things you've done. According to Buddhist tradition, the fact that you're in a human life at all is to do with the kind of mind that you formed in your previous life. So you developed, as it were, an affinity with this world. Yeah.